table moved. The table was moved. I feel
that
like
wasn't me.
And no, it wasn't you. Christine vacuumed. I hate it when she vacuums. Everything is moved slightly to the left.
Man, I hate when people clean my floors.
Certainly don't have any OCD tendencies.
No, not at all.
Why would you say that?
I was just saying you don't.
I know. Yeah, thank you for confirming.
I'm just making sure you know that you definitely don't.
Can you say that two more times? I got to flip this light switch.
Oh, man.
So what's up, guys?
Not much, man.
How's everybody doing?
Surviving.
Yeah.
For now.
Don't have coronavirus.
For now? Why? What happened? Okay.
It's bad out there, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly not great.
Yeah.
I mean, excuse me.
Okay, there.
No, I'm not, clearly. Are you seeing this? You see what's happening with my glasses and my headphones?
Dave has a degenerative neurological disorder now.
It's like I can't move my fingers. I blame it on my hair. It's too long and it's getting caught.
It's getting pretty long, things. Man.
I do feel you on that. I definitely can use a haircut.
Yeah, your hair hasn't been this long in a minute.
I know.
Wow. I asked Christine. She can't cut hair. She won't even pretend. I was like, you don't think you could pull it off? She's like, no.
I think she should try it.
I could do hers.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, dude, totally. Easy.
I think so.
I always knew you had it in you, Dave.
Girl hair is easier because it's longer. You just cut it straight.
Right across.
Straight along the bottom.
And if you fuck up, there's so much more you can.
You've got like three or four attempts before you're even close to done.
Christine, you should let Dave cut your hair.
I tend to normally go a year without getting it.
She said yes.
You
guys couldn't hear it, but that was a yes. So we're going to come back next week with the results of Christine's haircut.
But yeah, I'm surviving. How about you?
Good, man. I mean, work's just still really busy. Frankly, I'm just a little frustrated with it. I drove to the office today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I wanted to get some stuff because, like, when I left that first day, I didn't realize that we were all going to be gone for over a month.
Right.
So I was just like, oh, there's some shit I fucking need, and I want to, and I didn't bring the paperwork to shreds. There's still a pile of fucking paperwork over here. But, yeah, I just was like, let me get, like, an hour out of the house. Just drive to the office, drive back. If my boss calls, I'm still working.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
What'd you do? Ran to the office.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's this, there were deliveries.
Oh, my God.
And it was a delivery. It said, perishable, refrigerate immediately.
Oops.
March 17th.
Ooh.
Today is April 30th.
Ooh. Ooh, that went right in the garbage.
So I threw that away.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, who took that delivery? The worst part is, it was right next to the refrigerator.
Nobody put it.
It was on the table in the kitchen where the refrigerator exists. Christ. You wouldn't have even had to move anything over to make room. You could have opened the refrigerator, put the whole box, FedEx box and all, right in there. Nope. Couldn't be bothered.
Now that package is ruined.
Couldn't be bothered. I know there's been people there.
Clearly.
Yeah. A lot of screens went missing.
Hmm.
Yeah. I came in, a lot of monitors gone. People just came in and were like, I can't handle this. Came in and just took whatever monitors were nearby, brought them home.
Just the monitors.
I'm sure like somebody grabbed this and somebody grabbed that, but I expect that. Like, you're working from home. Do that.
Take what you need.
Yeah, the stuff was. I grabbed a fucking ream of paper. I was like, shit, I'm working from home. And there was mail for me. I was like, oh, should have had this. Yeah, so that was my day. Other than that, you know, just trying to keep busy. It's frustrating now because work is like weird. Like, we just finished our month and like it was like a major month because of like the chaotic market with the economy and all the stuff. I won't go into it.
Thanks.
But now we're back to like regular speed. But regular speed seems slow compared to what we've been going through. And I'm home. So I find myself just getting like sitting there on my laptop, just very frustrated that people aren't working as fast as I need them to. Because, like, I spent a lot of my time is now, I'm like, I send something to you, and I need you to sign it, and then you send it back to me, because everyone's remote.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then I'm just sitting there like, send it back. Send it back. Send it back. Send it back. And then I'm
just... It doesn't help.
And then I want to start drinking.
I know.
But I know it's too early in the day for that.
You got to wait till at least 11 or 12.
Yeah, right?
Totally.
Right, exactly.
You got your Xbox right here. You just play Xbox while you're waiting.
No, I can't. Because as soon as I do,
it's going to come back.
I get a phone call. I get...
Yeah.
Like, and that a lot of my day is now phone calls, too, because people can't talk to me in the office. So now my phone is constantly ringing. But, like, I'm just pacing back and forth talking on my phone.
You don't do well with...
And that gets boring.
Yeah, you don't do well in situations like this.
So, and I, like, I would love to be able to walk around outside, but the weather's shitty.
It's been pretty awful.
So I'm just like, motherfucking... Yep. And then I see everybody I know like online playing video games and like hanging out on like voice chat and like chilling out. Because if you're getting paid right now, you're on a government funded mini vacation.
Pretty much.
Which is great. Unfortunately, a lot of people not getting paid.
Yeah.
I heard about the food line in Atlantic City. Did we talk about that?
I don't believe so.
Oh man, apparently they're like for blocks.
Yeah,
these people who haven't been able to get unemployment yet, and I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
like that's I get that it's a lot of people and it's like an extreme circumstance, but you'd think if everyone's doing what they're supposed to be doing and you're filing for unemployment, which hey is also a pain in the butt. Christine just went through. I'll tell you guys later.
it is a pain. Yeah.
Yeah, but like if you're doing it, you should get paid. And there's no reason we should be this far behind where you haven't gotten a check.
Yeah,
correct.
Like
you are.
Have a check.
Mm-hmm.
You are correct in that.
So I don't know.
That's a problem. You would think like maybe instead of going through a system that wasn't designed to accommodate 30 million people, you would think that our elected officials would maybe do an end around and just cut checks and get everybody back, get it back later.
Yeah.
I understand what you're saying, but like, how do you even do that? Like, how do I get the information for everybody's account? How do I make sure they're like I'm sending it to the right people? How do I
do the same way they do the stimulus checks?
Right, but you need manpower, you need people for all this, and the stimulus checks are a one-time thing. And I have heard people who still haven't gotten that.
Yeah, I have
the
too.
Signed checks people have the if you had a direct deposit.
Oh, okay.
You should have gotten it by now.
Like, not for nothing. If Christine hadn't been able to get on unemployment, and like thankfully she was kind of like furloughed early, like. Yeah. She's been home for over a month now, so I think she got in like before the rush.
Okay,
but like that would have been a problem for us, obviously, yeah. Especially with what we have going on with our other people.
Correct situation.
It's no doubt. So I don't know, man. But you got to hire people. How do we? I mean, are we ready to conscript check senders?
Yeah, right.
Like,
I mean, you would have to. You would think you would try to expand it as much as you could to accommodate this situation.
It's I don't even know how they're doing it. Like, it's the IRS, or not the IRS, is unemployment working from home? Are they going into the office? I can't imagine those systems are up to date anyway.
No, they're probably
not. You would imagine.
So can you imagine? I mean, working remotely for me has problems where I'm like, hey, this isn't working right. If you're on some software from the fucking 90s,
yeah.
Talk about that. Talk about trying to fire our nuclear missiles right now. How do you do that from home? They're still using floppy disks for that shit.
I don't know. It must be pretty tough.
I don't know, man. Doing anything right now is an extra layer of difficulty.
It is, yeah.
But I'll tell you what, there's a lot of people working hard to make it work because a lot of shit is working.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We still have electricity,
yep.
Which is there's a lot of things you can't do from home that are still getting done. Like the water's still on. Like most of the food is where it needs to be.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a miracle wrapped in a disaster.
Or a disaster wrapped in a miracle, wrapped in a disaster.
It's one of those things.
It's like it's multi-layered.
Yeah,
for sure.
I'm you know, obviously it's hard to I'm torn between whether I'm thankful for how much worse it could be, or like disappointed in how much better it could have been.
Yeah,
back and forth.
Yeah,
right.
I definitely go back and forth.
Yeah, it's just one of those goofy. Like, someone was talking about the, was it the Spanish flu or something, like 1918 or something? Mm-hmm. So that was the last time we had, like, a real major one, 100 years ago.
Yes.
Which doesn't sound like too long.
But it's long.
But you don't know anybody who was around.
Nope.
It's fucking so long.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nobody, you forget. It's just human nature to be like, and they didn't have YouTube. No one was filming this shit. You can't Google videos and be like, wow, that looks rough.
No.
You think it would be different?
I don't know. That's what I'm hoping.
You think that 20% of the population who's out protesting or whatever?
No, there's no way there's 20% of the population out protesting.
Not 20% of the population out protesting. 20% of the population comes down to the side of the protesters. Like, wants no restrictions and all that.
Well, I don't know about that.
Do you think that would change minds? think that's an interesting
question.
I don't
know. I think it would hopefully allow us to have been more prepared for this. Because you're never going to... Once you're at war, you're at war with the army you have. There's nothing you can do.
Yeah, man.
We're here. So all you can do is prepare.
Right.
So I'm hopeful this will help us prepare better next time, especially in the grand scheme of things, how this is not like... Like, if this was like rabies and like you get it, you die, like, we'd be fucked.
Yeah.
Like, we'd be hard
fucked.
Oh,
there are worse things out there.
Oh, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Was it malaria? Is like, if this was like a malaria thing, like, yeah, we'd be... And the deaths were like that, like, we'd be fucked.
Yes.
Or cholera or something.
Right, yeah, right. So this is almost like, is this our training wheels for the pandemic of future?
Boy. I certainly hope not, but we should take a lesson.
I certainly hope so.
We should take a lesson.
If it's going to happen, it's going to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, China's going to keep developing
viruses
in a lab. We can't stop them. Why would they? I mean, they're just trying to keep up with us. I'm sure we have some. Actually, it's just we're better at containing them. We have better safeguards. The Chinese are rushing things. They don't worry about safety procedures. That's what you can do when you have a
dictatorship. Have you ever bought anything that says Made in China on it? Come on.
Exactly. You wonder why it's so cheap? Like Chinese safeguards on their disease weapons.
On their disease lab weapons.
Exactly. Thank you.
So, conspiracy theory, Dave.
Yeah.
What do you mean, conspiracy theory?
Why would
that's,
they...
It's a theory. I don't know if it's a conspiracy theory.
Do you think this is an intentional act on the part of the Chinese government?
Jay, what... How could we ever tell?
My
point, does it matter? It's here now. They did it. we just got to deal with the repercussions.
Oh, yeah.
What they make.
What is your YouTube algorithm?
Don't watch YouTube. Can't trust it. Censor everything.
That's MSM, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. Now they're feeding you the mainstream media now. You notice that?
They do. You're not wrong.
Yeah, I know. I know, Jay. I'm not wrong. Why would you say that?
Why'd you give that to
you
him?
So often are.
About what?
Oh, man.
Yeah, no, I noticed that like was it like maybe about a month ago where that started popping up? And
yeah,
like the mainstream media feed in the second row.
Oh, yeah.
And like no matter how many times I click, like, don't show me this, don't show me this, it still shows up. And I don't like that.
Yeah. I can't imagine why that would be.
No, it's weird. I wonder why.
It's not money related.
Certainly
not. That's the one thing we can rule out.
Of course.
It's certainly safely. Not the same reason why Twitter is censoring anything related to Joe Biden. Negatively.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that now? It's so wild.
They're taking...
it's so wild to hear you say these things that, like, right-wing people said, like, 4 years ago about, like, the same organizations, yep, like Twitter. It's true. They're doing it to... They're bought and sold by somebody.
No, they are. And it's not by... And that's what those... There were studies about that it's not a Republican bias or a Democrat bias in social media. It's a... It's a fucking corporation bias. It's a bias towards money.
Oh, it's certainly a bias towards corporation. And I do think there is a, let's call it a left-wing bias in social media just because of the engagement range.
The user base.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so exactly.
But it's not on the there's a word I'm looking for. It's not because of the company, it's because
the onus of the platform.
Thank you.
Yes. I see what you mean. And for a lot of platforms, I probably agree. I think I have some exceptions for you, but that's a long conversation. But yeah, they're certainly not true and honest and open.
No, they're not honest actors.
Which is concerning. I mean, freedom of speech?
But it's a private... I mean, it is a private company, so...
I know!
Yep.
And I don't necessarily think that we should be able to pass laws on them unless they're a utility, in which case that's something we could talk about. But
if we nationalize that, then if you're nationalizing, you're making a utility.
Well, I don't know about nationalizing. It's a utility. We still have companies, like independent companies that operate utilities. I'm not nationalizing.
So I don't necessarily disagree with, like, if you want to make it a... public square type of thing,
mm-hmm,
right? And then say we're going to pass legislation on it based on that. But to that end, you would have to provide everybody with high-speed internet. Because if you're going to make it a public square and say this is the public discourse, you need to give everybody access to it.
I don't necessarily agree. Because you guarantee everybody's right to freedom of speech. You don't give them their own newsletter. Like, you guarantee people's right to your Second Amendment right. You don't give them a gun.
But if you're saying it's your right, if you're saying it's your right to say whatever,
to access it,
but if right, you're not giving absolutely. People access to it,
they have access to it. They just got to walk to a library or pull out a cell phone, or I mean, you have access to it.
Yeah,
it's the government's not going to buy me a shotgun because they guarantee my Second Amendment right.
They should though.
They you're talking my language, Jay. Do I get to pick what kind? Well, because that's magazine. That's important. Since the subject
unlimited.
Of hot debate.
Remember, we came up with unlimited. This. We limit right. the amount of guns you can have, but you can have an unlimited size magazine.
That's right. That's right.
It's a compromise.
It's a fair compromise. I'm willing to work with you. I'm willing to work with you. Yeah, man, just a lot of crazy shit going on right now, man.
Yeah.
I don't know how you solve any of these problems, and I don't know how we could solve them. Because that's the crazy thing, too. Now that we're in the information era, we have so much information about everything that's going on right now. And a lot of it's probably wrong, and a lot of it's probably bullshit. And those are probably two different things. But we're not going to be able to figure that out until after.
Yes.
But yeah. Afterward, we're going to have all this data about a pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's going to allow us to act a lot more accordingly. Yeah. In the future.
Absolutely.
Because the last pandemic, you had like paper. And paper is neat and all, but I don't think the 1918 data we had is helping us much today.
If there's anything this country's proved, Dave, it's that we're very good at learning from other things. No, like,
yeah, right.
I think that in a perfect world, we would have all of this information and we would be able to say, yes, here are the things that would work.
Like,
here's
the playbook for next time, yeah.
I don't think that will happen.
No.
I mean, I just think like looking. And this is Republican and Democrat, like looking at other countries and their response and the way they've handled the economic impact and the way they've handled testing. And we have shown on both sides of the aisle a complete unwillingness to learn from anything any other country is doing successfully. Mm-hmm. Like I was reading an article today, what country? One of the European countries saw their unemployment rate jump from 4% to 4.4% in the same span that ours has jumped from 3 point something to 10%, because they instituted a very strict paycheck protection program where in order to get money for your corporation and for your small business, you needed to keep your employees on the payroll. We have shown a complete unwillingness to learn from something like that. The same thing with South Korea and the testing, how they instituted contact tracing and are seeing their cases plateau and now decline and their deaths are.
What is contact tracing?
Where, like, if you get it.
Oh, okay.
And then you're like, oh, well, 2 days ago I did a podcast with Brandon and Jay.
Mm-hmm.
Then Brandon and I would immediately we'd have to go get
you're
get
imprisoned.
No, we'd have to get tested.
We get tested.
No,
and
they come in with a van.
And they bag
grab,
you. They put a bag.
Yeah, black bag.
This is Korea we're talking about.
Yeah.
No, South Korea.
Well, they like you to think they're on our side.
What?
Yeah, yeah.
That algorithm, that YouTube
algorithm. Dude, I'm worried.
Makes me hate South
and then,
Koreans.
Like, if yeah, Brandon right? had it, they would trace that? It there. And they'd be like, oh, Brandon has it, so now let's test everyone he's been in contact with until you get to the source. But if neither of us had it, then we're fine. Like, so it allows you to very quickly determine who has it, and it allows you to very quickly determine where it's coming from, so you can,
I mean,
you can
I heard,
it down.
I forget what I was listening to, maybe Worst Year Ever or something, where they there was one woman who had it in South Korea, and she went to church. She wanted to go to church, and it was this odd, like, Christian church that, like, wanted to get rid of masks anyway. Like, part of their ethos was getting rid of, like, to be closer to people. It's they were kind of like anti-establishment in Korea anyway, because masks are kind of prevalent in Asia as it is.
Masks.
Yeah.
But I thought you said masks.
I thought he said masks. Yeah. I was like, they're trying to get rid of masks. Why is she going?
No, masks. They don't want you to wear masks in the church. And they traced that this one person got 1,000 people contracted with coronavirus.
Oh, it's brilliant.
Yeah. But they're doing that they tracked it down with that trace contact tracing.
And that's what's able to, like, control the spread. And we haven't learned. And regardless of what side of the aisle you come down on, Democrats have done no better than Republicans have done. Republicans are probably a little more science-denying about the whole thing.
Yes.
But Democrats have shown absolutely no more compassion for the common American worker and the common American citizen than Republicans have shown. They just show it in different ways. They show their contempt for people in different ways.
Oh, I don't think anyone's doing a great job at this. I mean, and certainly some other countries have been trying novel things, and a lot of that's been working, and we should probably be doing. I mean, I don't know a reason why we wouldn't do contact tracing, but there's just so many people here, I don't know if it's practical. Like, when you say, like, a European nation did it, But
our infrastructure is bigger.
We should be able to try. Yeah. At the very least,
yeah. We can do. What's that? This is America. We could do anything we want. Greatest country in the world. Anything. Try it. Fucking try it. Like, our infrastructure is bigger. With scaling of population and scaling comes a scaling of infrastructure that we allegedly have the greatest in the world. Like, so let's fucking put it to some use. And if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. But we tried it instead of just saying, "Well, we have enough tests. We're fine."
Yeah.
Right.
Who said that?
Trump.
No, he didn't.
Yes. Yeah.
He said we had enough tests. We're fine.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're
fine is at it, but he said we had enough tests. Mm-hmm. And then, and then what was it?
For Tony? What? I haven't been tested.
To test everybody.
You don't have enough.
He literally said we have enough tests.
I haven't
to
got
everybody.
Mine. They should send him in the mail. Should be a thing. You should lick it like a stamp and then you put it in
even
a
the
bucket.
Mask.
No, you'd have to pee on it like
even the mask.
Oh, that's I'm okay with that.
We should be giving everybody should get a mask. Like that, and they're doing it in Connecticut now. My buddy, I was playing World of Tanks with him last night, and he was talking about it. In Connecticut, they put some drive through stations all around the state where you could just go and pick up masks.
That's brilliant.
For free. Which if the government is gonna mandate that you wear a mask and mask in public. They should provide you a mask if that's if that's the mandate.
Yes, it is. Yeah,
like
or they should.
Yeah, the mask thing is weird too because I don't think masks long term is a good idea. It just dehumanizes people.
Well, nobody loves it, but it's,
it is.
You know, no, nobody absolutely nobody. But I'm saying nobody loves it.
But it's necessary.
It's necessary right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I said long term. Yeah. I don't think it's a good idea. That's why you put villains in masks because you don't want to humanize them. Like that's why stormtroopers are stormtroopers.
How
like,
do
they
the Asians do it then? They do it all the time. They do it every day.
Yeah, I don't think it's a good idea.
Okay, they might differ, but
I'm sure they do. We differ on a lot of things.
No, I don't know why you're singling out Asians there, it makes Brandon. Me like
it is weird.
It's very uncomfortable. Yeah, especially in interpersonal settings. But if that's the way it's got to be. I feel.
Yeah.
I think we'll get to a point where it's a negligible enough risk and we're going to stop wearing masks.
I'm sure.
I know the majority of us want to get there. So yeah.
Well, I wore one today. I mean, it's clearly makes sense right now.
Yeah.
But, I'm just saying that if you're going to mandate it, provide it.
I have a hard time communicating with people while we're wearing a mask. Like I'm trying to like say things to people and we're like not getting it because he's not seeing my face and like the motions my mouth is making.
Yeah.
It's like, it's just not ideal. It's not a good way to communicate with people. That's why phone calls aren't as good. Like, if we had to do everything over a phone call, that's...
Yeah.
It's not going to work.
I see your point.
Throw your mask away.
Stop, yeah, I don't know where you're getting with
it.
Stop it.
What?
Stop.
They're useless. Don't do anything with them.
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you it's some...
Okay,
just wear your mask.
This is gonna be a good one.
Just wear your mask.
All right, now this is gonna be a good one. Wait for it.
So hold on.
He's got it.
I'll tell you what they should do is veils because it protects like from a spit guard perspective, and you can still see people, and they like very good on transvestite people. Like
that
in
was,
a movie I just saw.
That was like a K-turn, but we got there.
That was a 13-point turn.
I threaded that needle. You guys are jealous. Jealous.
It's a 13-point
turn. Haters gonna hate. Anyway, let's do it. Ooh, rock and roll.
I was practicing it all day because I don't know my script.
I mean, I could always be louder. Time's up. Let's do this.
All right, we're back with Robin Hood 2018 again. The greatest movie of all time. This is the Robin Hood 2018 podcast. I'm your host, Jay. This is Dave and Brandon. They're here to just listen to me talk about Robin Hood 2018. Provide no additional commentary.
I'm so glad this happened to you, Jay. Just to think, I didn't want to watch all these Robin Hood movies, and then Jay got his favorite movie in the world out of it.
It's the best. I hope you enjoyed the third rewatch along with me.
We watch
this
every week.
I would like to talk about the weapons in Robin Hood 2018. And how just amazingly well crafted they were. The intricacies of the machine gun bow in Afghanistan.
I could talk an hour about just the costume design, just because of how like they wanted to look modern. It was
like that Killzone like, trailer for PlayStation 2 at E3, like all those years ago. We're like, oh, it's just it's more of this. And they just decided to take the Killzone aesthetic of all gray and turn it into a movie with bows and arrows.
I think Dave's mad.
I'm just not participating.
I said no commentary from Dave.
That's exactly. Exactly. The floor is yours.
Thank you. All right, we can do the podcast now. Just a little something extra for you to edit out.
It's all staying in.
Okay, I'm sorry, I got this.
I'm Dave.
I'm Brandon.
And I'm Jay.
Nobody asked for this.
A podcast where we dissect reboots, remakes, retcons, and requels of our favorite movies and TV shows.
This week, Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, and Tu Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything. Champ.
Julie Newmar.
Julie Newmar.
Is Julie Newmar actually in the title?
Yeah.
Yes.
Tu Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything, Julie Newmar is the title of the movie.
Okay. So?
Yeah.
They're good movies.
I they're not remakes, so I always for the longest time thought
they are, but they aren't.
They exactly. So I for the longest time thought that Priscilla came first, and that the Americans were like, oh, that did well. Let's do an American one. That Priscilla or Tu Wong Fu was already in pre-production when they were working on Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. So they just kind of came out simultaneously and happened to have similar stories.
It's like the Deep Impact Armageddon thing.
Yeah,
it came out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Something happened there.
Yeah, right. Because they're very similar.
Third week in a row.
So anyway, Robin Hood 2018.
Jay, stay on target.
Duh.
Work.
Yeah.
Anyway, what were you guys saying?
That they are not remakes. That is that Tu Wong Fu is not a remake.
Which
though.
Is strange because they are so similar.
They are
something must have happened
similar.
There because
yeah.
the storylines are really, really almost exactly the same.
For the first half hour, it is
yes.
almost like a remake. And then like where Priscilla, they continue on their journey.
Yeah.
Julie Newmar kind of stops in that Midwestern
town. Yeah, then the rest of the story just takes place in that one town. Yeah.
Which did you guys think was better?
I still love Priscilla.
Priscilla.
I think it's got a better cast.
Really?
It's got a better backdrop. I mean, the Outback is just a better visual scene. There's more character development, I feel, with Tick, the main character, Hugo Weaving, like, with his son and everything. Like, I feel that that's the better movie. And the humor is funnier to me.
You know, I just could not disagree more.
Really?
Yeah. I liked the 94...
Don't get me wrong. I liked Tu Wong Fu. This is the first time I saw it.
Well, I've seen Tu Wong Fu before.
Oh, okay.
So maybe I remember it
maybe
from,
that's why.
From whenever. Yeah. But it's... everyone's Australian, and that's annoying. Because I'm like,
okay.
What did you say? And B, we have like these long musical numbers where the she's up on the fucking thing on the car with the stream. We do that twice.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, could we be more boring right now? And like, and all, they have all the same plot point, all the same plot beats with the it breaks down and there's the repair and then somebody's not racist, but somebody's a bigot and then what I couldn't understand in both these movies is so people seemed to flirt with these women.
Yeah.
But like meanly, like that was their way of being like mean to them.
Would
be like, hey, sweetheart, I know what I could do with you. I'm like, but you're flirting. That's, I mean, obviously, it's like aggressive, like unnecessary.
Oh,
unwanted
do you mean
flirting.
Like in Priscilla? I'm trying to.
I feel like it happened in both movies
where like the dude originally starts like hitting on her and then
realizes, yeah.
Oh, is it that he didn't know?
When Guy Pearce's character raises the beer, like, oh, then he could take me for a walk, show me the sights, and that's when he notices the arm with that's like Jack's.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So he's retarded.
Yes.
I got you. Okay.
They're
I didn't understand that.
Hick
and I don't mean that in a mean way. I mean he's literally mentally retarded. Deficient, as Brandon would say. because A, super obvious, and B, the thank you for clarifying that for me. Yeah, because I didn't get that. Because I remember...
There's a quick beat, where it focuses that when she's like, oh, then who's going to show me the sights?
The arm gets raised, and I was like, was it the
and
bracelet?
That's what he's like, what the fuck?
Yeah. What just happened? Thank you. I literally legitimately did not understand
It's kind of like, if you blink if you miss it. Yeah.
But in the Tu Wong Fu, so... What's his name?
John Leguizamo?
Thank you, John Leguizamo. John Leguizamo, who is both the most annoying and best character in this movie.
I was honestly the most impressed with Wesley Snipes. Like, he was...
Oh, performance-wise?
Yeah,
Wesley Snipes does
and
a great
Patrick
job. Patrick Swayze, all three of them do.
Yeah, that's true.
Phenomenal work. But Leguizamo is like the character he's playing is annoying. Like, if you had to hang out with Chi-Chi all day.
Intentional.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah,
okay. That's very...
Absolutely.
And they picked a great actor to play that, like, just annoying, nudgy type of... hyperactive person. Yeah.
That's what I feel like. Those characters came alive so much more than the other ones.
The movie
looks so much newer. It pops so much more for the... Oh, you don't think so?
Well, film quality, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
From the film quality, but I think the visual... Like
Christine said it's 93, and I was like, no, there's a longer gap. This is clearly... That movie was made a long time before this movie.
From the film quality...
This was 5 and 4? Sorry, Queen of the Desert, I'm being told, is 94, and Tu Wong Fu is 95.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm saying 93 and 94. Yeah. That's incorrect.
I think it was...
94
and 95.
But the point is, they're close together.
Yeah. I think it was a different film stock, too. I think, like, you know how, like, when you watch...
worse one.
Yeah. I mean, you know how, like, when you watch British shows, they just look a little different? I think it's the same with Aussie films,
too. You trying
to
say worse?
Yeah, they just have a kind of, like, grainier quality to us Americans. I don't know.
Yeah, no, okay. I would agree with that. But I think that the costume design and the... visually was much better done. Not that it wasn't well done in Tu Wong Fu, but I think that it was better.
You think it was better done in Priscilla?
Like the costuming and like...
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%.
Well, maybe costuming. Like if you're gonna specifically say the costumes...
Yeah, I'm not talking about the quality of the film itself.
I thought the costumes in Tu Wong Fu were fantastic.
They were, but I think that the...
Just as elaborate. You think not as much?
I think that it didn't get...
You didn't have a streaming off the back of a bus.
I think that where it got super elaborate, where I was very impressed with the point where I was most impressed with the costumes in Tu Wong Fu was...
Oh, my God, dude.
Does this work still? Oh, Jesus.
I don't know. I'm sending it to voicemail. It never stops ringing. Go on.
At the beginning, obviously, right, where they're doing the show, but then at the end when they're getting the award or whatever, those were really... With the better film quality, it did... very much pop, much better.
Also, I think budget, too. You got to remember budget. Like, Tu Wong Fu had a much bigger budget.
It showed.
Yes.
Yeah. I think it showed in the movie, because I know what you're saying, Jay, and there were more trans people in Priscilla, because they had that whole end scene, I feel like, where they were just...
They're drag queens.
Well, they did the same thing at Tu Wong Fu. Yeah, they're not trans.
Whatever. Some of them are. Transvestites,
Yeah, drag queens, cross-dressers. That's
okay, I didn't know drag queens is an acceptable term. We could say that?
Yeah.
Sorry. Absolutely. Okay. Oh, yeah. Fantastic.
Drag
queens
are like, that's like the performance art that you're seeing is a drag.
So there's a bunch of queens.
go for it.
And there's tons of queens at the end of this movie.
But at both, there are.
Was there a similar scene? I guess you're right.
That's what right at the end.
In which case, your point is totally invalid, because they both had fantastic costumes on a whole bunch of different queens.
I think they both had excellent costuming. I think it was different animals, because in Priscilla, you see them more as performers in their normal attire, and only Terrence Stamp is trans, and that's like she's the one who's transitioned to a woman. But the other
which
two,
one was that?
Terrence Stamp, the one who was the woman, the one who had the surgery, the old one, the Zod from Superman.
Oh, the older woman.
Yes, yeah.
Right,
Bernice.
Okay.
Bernice.
Sorry.
Yeah,
okay. Thank you. The Patrick Swayze character.
Yeah.
Those two were clearly That's what I'm saying. These aren't remakes. That's like the same character.
No, it is bizarre.
It is. You're right.
And they both had like a kind of obnoxious one.
Yep. With Adam and fucking then Chi-Chi.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't see that these were somebody like jumped ship in
early
in one production and
when
was
I,
like
when I read
no,
that
we're
I was
making
like,
over there.
When I read that I was like no fucking way. But yeah, they just happened to be around the same time.
I just feel like in Tu Wong Fu, they bring it, the movie pops so much more because the backdrop becomes more than like they both take place in kind of these shitty backwater towns, but it's more like just a shitty backwater landscape throughout the whole Priscilla movie. And then like you get this one shitty town in Tu Wong Fu that then becomes like the happening place to be for drag queens. So I don't know. I just, the other one just seemed felt more bland to me. Maybe it was all the desert, the trip. It felt
like Euro trip. I enjoy desert scenes. Like I love like the Western, like that, but especially the Aussie outback and everything like that. I enjoy that.
I enjoy that
as a setting, especially. And you see these crazy outfits contrasted to that. Yeah, you know what I mean. That to me is more visually pops. But I think this is just to each your own on this one, because they're very very similar, and you should watch both. Honestly, like they're both really good movies, but I prefer Priscilla. But yeah.
Oh.
It's the first time I'd see Tu Wong Fu. That was good.
I mean, given the choice between this and 100 other movies, I mean, I would probably pick Tu Wong Fu before I picked Priscilla. But watching it again, I felt the same way the last time I watched it, which was just like, okay.
Yeah.
It's a clever little, it's very colorful.
Exactly. Very,
reminded me of a cartoon. Like, it's the colorful costumes.
They're like characters. Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Over the top personalities.
That's right, man.
And, I mean, Wesley Snipes.
He's really good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Psh. I mean, it's too bad he didn't pay his taxes because he could have had such a bright future.
He did fine, and then he just didn't pay his taxes.
Yeah, it went to prison. Now he's trying to fucking fight Joe Rogan.
Really?
No, that was a couple of years ago. Okay. It was like a rumor that was going around where
somebody was
I think he wanted to
trying to start beef or whatever.
It was like who was it? That was it Bieber wanted to fight somebody?
Justin Bieber?
Yeah, Justin Bieber threatened somebody, like not threatened, but was like, oh, I'll fight that person. That person's old. Like it was a publicity stunt.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean like everything these people do.
Mm-hmm.
But the same thing happened with Wesley Snipes and Joe Rogan. Apparently, like Wesley Snipes is something like, oh, it's like a fucking, you know, he's a radio guy, he's a comedian, everyone thinks he could fight, and like I'm a real fighter, I know how to fight.
Rogan would choke his ass out.
And maybe I'm forgive me if I'm getting this wrong. Maybe it was somebody else, but I'm pretty sure that was it.
So. That's funny.
Anyway, he definitely didn't pay his taxes though,
for sure.
That one I'm sure about because the government told me so.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Tu Wong Fu and Priscilla.
Yeah, I just think it's interesting that they, like, how is it a coincidence that they just both had, like, this...
It's not.
The Odyssey and the three people, it's the same story.
It is the
same story. Think Priscilla then takes it that extra step further with the, like, final, the epilogue kind of at the resort with his son and everything.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that.
But I prefer that. I prefer that storytelling. You know, he grows as a character in that movie, where I don't think the characters in Tu Wong Fu grow as much.
I mean, I guess he grows in the fact that like he's being with his son now.
Yeah,
that's going to be like
responsibility and.
I mean, we hope so. We saw him for all 5 minutes.
True.
So that could last.
They like pick the kid up and they're like, "Bye," end of the movie. Like,
yeah, you don't see how that turns out.
Yeah, it could be bad.
That's a rough life. I mean, that kid's desperate for attention. He'll glom onto anything right now.
God.
Give him 5 years, this whole drag thing's not going to seem so cool. The kids aren't going to be giving him an easy time about it. All of a sudden, he's going to be, Dad, you embarrassed me. I can't believe you.
I think the relationship between the characters and Priscilla is a little more interesting. Like, like they're just more antagonistic.
Yeah, like with Adam, the Guy Pearce character.
I can't even remember the name of the characters.
Adam is the Guy Pearce character. Tick is the Hugo Weaving character, the main character. Yeah. And then Bernice is...
Yeah, like Adam is very antagonistic towards Bernice.
Yeah.
And like...
And they play off each other better, in my opinion, than... And they're more clearly defined. Like, they just literally pick up John Leguizamo. They just pick him up.
They're guiding John Leguizamo on this journey. Did they ever get to the fourth step, by the way?
No,
I don't remember that they did.
No,
they did
up.
Three, and I was looking out for the fourth one, and maybe I missed it.
Yeah.
But it's like the four steps to queenliness, and they were clearly making it up as they went along.
Yes, just to like give him like a little like pacifier, shut him up.
But they all had each of their own little things too. Like John Leguizamo had to realize that like he couldn't stay in this little town with this like 17-year-old kid.
Exactly.
He was seducing, like, Okay, no. So in the Tuong Fu movie,
Tuong Fu, yeah.
John Leguizamo is there's the group of ruffians.
Mm-hmm.
There's everyone in the town is pretty cool except for the abuser.
The abuser.
Who we need to talk about.
Yeah. Yeah. And Chris Penn.
And the group of young ruffians.
Yeah.
Who were just like, you figure like a bunch of high school age kids. I mean, frankly, they're going to be assholes to anybody because they're a bunch of bored high school age kids in a
town that doesn't
to
even
do.
Appear to have a school.
Yeah. Town. All there is to be an asshole.
Yeah. And then these drag queens come through and it's like, okay, open season. But the main kid... the guy who's grabbed balls,
mm-hmm.
he's looking at them like in a like he's raising eyebrows, he's making
it's
eyes
so
at,
creepy
he's mean mugging
it, but it's like if you were gonna then mock them for being men or whatever, I don't understand the initial flirting that occurs, and you can't tell me he didn't know. There's like
I think you're supposed to think they don't know.
No, yeah. No. There's no way. First of all, again, mentally handicapped. Because if you don't know, have you seen John Leguizamo? Like, if you don't know, I mean, frankly, any of them. Have you seen Wesley Snipes and what's his face?
Exactly.
Like,
Patrick Swayze.
Jacked.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm sorry. If you don't know, you weren't paying attention. But okay, I guess that's what we're supposed to believe.
Yeah.
All right, I guess I'll buy that. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Because it seems like, I guess the rest of the town people aren't meant to know. They don't know the whole time.
I don't think it, I think, I mean, the whole message is it doesn't matter. But I don't know, actually. Now that you mentioned it, I'm trying to think of everybody, like, it's not really brought
the one
up.
Lady.
Stock of Channing is the only one who brings it up. With you know,
is that
Adam's
the abused
apple.
Lady?
Yeah.
Because she at the end is like, Swayze is like,
mm-hmm.
Hey, I have something to tell you. And she goes, yeah, I know. You're like a dude.
She's like, I saw your Adam's apple. Like,
right.
Yeah.
It's like pretty clear.
Yeah.
So are we meant to think that they all thought that? And when did they figure it out? Because the hooligans didn't figure it out immediately, apparently.
That's why I feel like the plot's a little thinner there. I don't know.
I mean, you might be right.
Yeah.
I just felt like it happened a lot in both of these movies that I was just like, all of a sudden, somebody figured out. I was
well,
like,
I can see the scene in Priscilla because it's in the dark too.
That's,
and
yeah.
I think I would imagine that if you're trying to set it up so that you're seeing if someone who doesn't necessarily passes, you're going to set it in the dark because at least that gives you, unless I'm misremembering.
Maybe it gives
you
some kind of plausible deniability.
Right, that's
because pretty much
saying,
everywhere else they went and interacted with people, everybody knew.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Except for this one guy.
One place, that like junkyard in the dark. Yeah.
I mean, did you see that jaw? I mean, I don't know bad lighting. We'll say bad lighting. It's fine. But what I really wanted to talk to you guys about is the abuser.
Oh my God. Yeah, that was a weird character. That was weird. The weird the way they handled that in general.
He was.
I don't like it.
the best character in the movie because he was the most unbelievable.
Yes.
Like,
yeah,
he was the most. Like, you're clearly acting, sir.
Yeah. It was like fucking Lifetime special.
It was bad guy.
Like,
yes.
Yeah.
It was so corny, like any excuse to beat his wife.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah,
like
put spices in the soup.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, dude has a palate.
He Let's does. Real. He's dude, a food tester.
Dude is a he's an auto mechanic.
Mechanic on the side.
First job is food testing. Just like one little.
There's spice in this.
You put it, and he didn't even specify which spice. He wasn't like, you know, I hate oregano. Just all spices.
Yeah,
I almost wish he did specify just to add to the outlandishness of it.
No, it's so much better that he doesn't. Because just any spiciness.
These are parsnips.
You put thyme in this.
You know, I need my food bland. Bland, Caroline. He was, and then he picks up the pot off the stove. First of all. How is that not hot?
Yeah.
And
second of all, he throws it on the... He throws the stew...
So cartoony. On the, like, if you were to draw a character of an abuser, a caricature of an abuser, that's what that guy was.
And then he makes fun of hitting her later. Like, he goes to hit her. Like, he was like...
Yeah, what the...
What are we gonna hit ya? I hit women. was so like, bad. What the hell is this guy?
Like, you didn't need to go that over the top.
Yeah.
Once you beat your wife once, like, we hate you.
Yeah. Like, the audience hates you. We get the character.
Like, as soon as you saw the black eye in the beginning, before you knew he was the abuser, right? Unless I'm right, you saw that she came in with a shiner. We didn't know that.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
You don't see that. Like, she just, like, is crying in the kitchen.
Yeah. Like, as soon as that happens and it's revealed to you that, oh, the husband is an abuser, you don't necessarily need to
reinforce that. It's already
a dude throwing stew on the ground and then making jokes about beating his wife to the wife. That might have been a little overkill.
A little much. A little much.
Because, like, we already hate the guy.
Yeah, they didn't have to further characterize him. It was unnecessary.
Best character in the movie. God. And then he gets his ass kicked by Swayze at the end.
Yes.
Best scene.
Oh, yeah.
But no, you're right. All of the, frankly, the townspeople are a little paper thin and a little bit like the 100% stereotype of what
correct.
You'd imagine. Yeah. It's like that one one of them gives, I think it's Swayze, gives one of them a book and he's like, a book?
Yeah.
What is it? You're filled with words? Oh my gosh. I never seen a book before.
It's every like country bumpkin stereotype ever.
There's the black guy who owns the restaurant. Yeah, he's just the your typical. Oh, he's just the nicest fella. Just a simple man owns a restaurant, and he comes out and he speaks out. And, well, Miss whoever Miss. I was like, just every one of these people is the stereotype of stereotypes.
Agreed.
There's the silent old woman who comes out of her shell.
That was cute. Was it, yeah, I like.
Oh, it was great. Yeah. I'm not saying it wasn't great. But it's just that's such a movie like thing.
Yes.
Trope. Thank you.
Yeah.
Just all of it was, and then the one woman who owns the beauty parlor that apparently no one goes to.
Yeah.
They had a beauty parlor, and it was like it was the first time all those women were in there.
Yeah.
It was
bizarre.
So how is this in business?
It just seemed like two businesses were open there.
The beauty parlor and that one store where they bought their 60s retro clothes.
Yeah,
that was it.
Yeah. And I guess the hotel cafe, slash. Mechanic shop, which was
also, it's also a weird thing.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah. It was a very weird town.
So
it was a very weird town.
That is, like I said, it's kind of paper thin, and they spend the remainder of the movie there.
All right, no, you're
where I prefer the like. I like the continuing Odyssey and Priscilla.
Just felt like too much of like a road trip movie.
Bob, what's his character in Priscilla? The guy they pick up. It was just like the sweet.
Oh shit,
Bill or Bob? I forget.
Bill.
Oh, the mechanic.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah.
With the wife, that
again
that scene
with a mechanic.
That scene was so funny.
Yes.
Wait, which scene?
The
Asian wife.
Yeah.
Like that whole
wife dynamic thing.
I thought she was going to be like a bride for hire. What are they?
Like a mail order
bride.
They did say that.
And they did.
They're like, well, check
but
out
apparently
a
he
bride.
Picked her up popping.
He was basically
ping
just
pong balls out of her.
But he was like
what?
Drunk.
He was on a bender and married her when he was drunk.
Yeah,
blackout drunk.
Right. You have to imagine she was popping ping pong balls out of her Josh
for sure
on that first date. That's what wins you over.
I would imagine.
Yeah, as a man, I'm impressed immediately. I'm a married.
She swore a lot up there.
Yeah,
dude.
Cavernous.
That scene was like. There were some scenes in that movie that I was like, what are we watching? like that scene in particular where the Asian stripper starts shooting ping pong balls out of her cooch across the room.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay. Is this a comedy? Is this like Office?
A slapstick movie?
Like,
is that what
you're like? It made me think of like a Will Ferrell movie. It's like a Will Ferrell move. just like, oh, so you should see what she could do. It's like a like a Clerks 2 with the Kelly and
a little bit
whatever. It's just it was so tonally. I don't know
I think it totally
I absolutely
fits.
Think
all right.
I think it was so over that home
for
movie.
Australians,
everything is
you're
over
right.
the
Australians
top.
Are yeah right. You're right, Brandon. I didn't think That's, about that.
I didn't say anything. About
I know it. What was unsaid was I, what. You're right.
But no, I prefer Priscilla. But not to say Tu Wong Fu isn't really good. I thought it was good too.
Priscilla didn't have a fantastic police officer.
Oh God,
who was? See, that's what I'm saying.
That's
guys.
Another
I feel like
character.
You've forgotten Priscilla
that's another character
already, or Tu Wong Fu.
Yeah, that was an interesting character.
The police officer who makes a list of places where, and I think this was what was in the. Fags hang
no,
out?
No, homos.
Yeah.
Homos.
Places where homos hang out.
Yeah, and it was like ballet studio.
Ballet studio.
and he then goes and investigates all of it. He sets up a roadblock, like a DUI style checkpoint, and he checks this this photo, not a photo, like
it's a police sketch.
Police sketch. Thank you, Jay. Of
Patrick Swayze.
Patrick Swayze, yes. And first of all, if you don't remember what Patrick Swayze looks like.
Yeah, right.
you liked him enough to try and get some Patrick Swayze.
Yeah, what a creep.
Yeah.
But he's also kind of gay because then he has like that scene at the bar where he's like,
yes!
I can't believe these men and they, with their strong arms,
each other with their,
holding
their
each other.
Yeah, hands. Like,
and I thought they were going to do something with that. And then they didn't.
I thought so too, and they dropped it, yeah.
I mean, Chris Penn categorically plays that type of guy.
Is that the sheriff?
Yeah. Sean Penn's brother. He's always like that skeezy bad guy.
I can see that now.
He was in Reservoir Dogs. He was the
the
mobster's son. He was the mobster's son.
Oh, he wasn't the.
He was the tracksuit guy. Yeah,
the guy who cuts the ear off. No,
that's Michael Madsen.
No.
No, he plays like goofy bad guys, but he always plays like scummy bad guys. Michael Madsen is scary. I'm sure that. He's a sick motherfucker in that movie.
He was fantastic in this.
Yes.
Just, and again, another paper-thin stereotype.
Yeah, totally.
They're like, what's his motivation? Hates homos.
Yep. That's all you got to know.
And blacks.
Okay. Yeah. Yes, yeah.
Did he have a specific... Yes, you're right.
He did not like blacks.
They immediately characterized him as a bad guy. Yeah.
That's why they... His N-words and spics.
Yes.
It was a hard R.
White ladies running around with N-words and spics.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, so we don't like this guy.
Yes. Yeah. It's really upfront.
Such
with
a cheap device.
It is.
But yeah, he was hilariously flat, that character.
Yeah.
But again, fantastic. If you're not taking either one of these movies seriously.
Of course.
I think Two Wong Fu is just the.
That's the more ridiculous one. Yeah.
I think they both deal with issues, too.
Yes, they
like
do.
Relevant issues.
Sure.
And they do it. I think they do it well. Both movies do it well. Both movies have a different way of dealing with them. A different way of, I would imagine, the struggle that being, deciding to be like a drag queen or like not deciding is not necessarily the word I want to use here,
isn't it? Because if you're a drag, isn't that the
deciding to be a drag queen and deciding to be that flamboyant about your lifestyle,
yeah.
Or you know, if you're trans, like the struggles that you go through, and even like within the, that's why I kind of like Priscilla because it seemed like.
It tackled even more.
Tackled
with,
even
you had Bernice.
Inter-community issues that they have too.
Yeah.
But yeah, like
fair point.
I thought that it was That's a subject that doesn't get much play in mainstream film in general.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it was handled well, and it was handled like it wasn't super cheesy. Doesn't beat you over the head with it. It seemed real. The interaction seemed realistic, and it gave you a picture of. That kind of a struggle.
I thought it was handled well in both movies.
And I liked how it transferred. The thing that I liked more motif-wise for, not Priscilla, Tu Wong Fu, is that you did have this drab town that was very, I wouldn't say closed-minded, but was very just like boring and bland.
Mm-hmm. And you got to know these people.
Yeah. And then once these people were in there and they got outside, once the townspeople got outside their comfort zone, it brightened up. I liked that transition
at the end
where it went from just tans and grays to red at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And they have everybody. I am Spartacus moment.
They do.
They do.
They absolutely do.
So they all stand up and it's just, I'm a drag queen.
Yes.
And I'm a drag queen. You can lock me up, officer, because I'm a drag queen.
That's exactly how it ends.
Yeah,
yes.
Which is so, again, so cheap, but so perfect for this movie. Although I did not like that our heroes were hiding under their beds.
Yeah, that was weird.
During that scene, I was like, that makes them. They should have been.
Yeah.
Be like, no, it's us, and we're not afraid to.
Yeah, right.
What did you think of the sheriff's use of the gun in that? I was like, I'm just thinking, Dave must not like that gun safety at the end, where he's just waving that thing around.
Yeah, no, I don't take any gun safety in any movies seriously.
Yeah, not anymore.
It's all just silly nonsense.
Yeah. Like, I'm gonna shoot you for saying you're a drag queen.
Yeah, right.
Like,
what was that all about?
Ooh, weird.
Yeah. There was guns are in movies. It's just like everyone who has a gun waves it around.
So
at some point, you just got to turn that part of your brain off and be like, all right, clearly this is a movie. They don't know how to use guns.
Yeah,
it's like. It's a little sad. I feel like it gives a bad message to our young people. But hey, it's Hollywood, so this isn't their first time doing that.
Yeah. And also, he was supposed to be just a bad, bad guy.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, I suppose if you want to put it in that light, yeah, like, true. Bad guy has bad gun safety.
Exactly.
Practices.
Yeah.
Nothing okay. good
he's
about
He's also
this guy.
Racist, yeah. so sure, he's got bad gun yeah. safety.
Exactly.
Throw that in there, too.
His sense of style is very drab.
Yeah, right?
There's a lot of things to not like about that guy.
It's pretty easy to not like him.
His hatred for homos and blacks is not even at the top of the list. I mean, it's gun safety. It's horrendous. Gun safety.
That's
Did you see
him
with the,
right?
the gun safety?
Yeah.
I mean, that could get somebody killed. Yeah, they were something.
Yeah.
We have no idea what we're going to watch next week. And unless Brandon plans on calling an audible.
Brandon, what does an audible mean?
Oh, that's right. This is a
pop quiz.
I forgot. Oh. I did forget.
You know, what's the meaning of calling an audible?
I totally forget, too.
Oh, my God. It was so...
It was like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I know.
We had this discussion.
All right, never mind.
What sport was it from?
Dave, it's like a word
it's
he doesn't...
football.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Okay, yeah. So now I remember. It's when you make an audible change to play, like instead of...
Right.
Instead of consulting the coach or whatever, you're doing it on
instead
the field.
Instead of doing the play we had planned on,
so
I'm going to change it
so I'm
gonna by calling an audible. I'm going to do that audibly.
Okay, like, okay. Gotcha.
Like, hey, forget that thing we were going to do. Do this instead.
Gotcha.
It's an audible.
I almost said it's like kind of like playing it by ear, but it's not that.
It's kind of like what?
Playing it by ear, but that's different. No.
You playing it by ear, I feel
it
like
can
you go into it playing it by ear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You may not have known you were going to call an audible, but then you're calling it.
Yes,
like if you're playing it by ear, it's like, all right, I'm playing it by ear.
It's like if I'm calling a run play and I see seven on the front line, right? They're stacking seven on the line. I know, I'm not going to get through this, so I need to make a change. It's like if I...
Yeah.
I would go so far as to say you can't call an audible if you are playing it by ear.
Okay.
Because by definition, there's no plan when you're playing it by ear.
Yeah.
So an audible would not even apply.
We call that that would be a 2-minute drill in football.
Okay.
Where you're just calling stuff on the line.
Sure.
Yeah.
Whatever.
You know the line, Brandon.
Yeah.
Have you seen a football grid? It's got lots of lines.
Yeah, I know.
Jay's talking about one of those.
I heard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Football grid.
It's got 100 so hash marks.
Turn-based strategy game now.
100 hash marks. It's got a big U at either end.
Oh, man.
For kicking balls through.
Gotcha.
That's how you score a goal unit.
A goal unit. Mm-hmm. I've heard of those.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you can get two.
No, I don't know what we should watch.
It'll probably be some Disney garbage. We won't have a choice. hey, you guys got anything else to cover?
No, I think they're both good movies. If you... Just check them out. They're both really fun. Like, I think you'd enjoy either one.
Watch them.
Yeah, definitely.
Watch them both.
Yeah, I'd say watch them both. Because you get to see, like, three excellent performances in both, especially.
Yeah, you
like,
really do. The
like,
acting
the three
is
characters
right.
in both are...
Watch Tu Wong Fu first, and then if you have time, watch Priscilla.
I'd say Priscilla first.
If you're not in a rush, watch Priscilla. If you don't have, like, a plane to catch or, like, whatever...
So basically, it's quarantine. Watch both fucking movies.
Yeah, just watch them.
Watch
yeah.
all the movies.
So although, very busy during quarantine, Jay.
Tu Wong Fu was free on Netflix, so we'll,
Tu Wong Fu.
I'll give a point
free
to that.
Free on Netflix.
For sure, yeah.
Boom. Wins. I'm Dave.
Oh, I'm Brandon.
And I'm Jay.
Nobody asked for this.